Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And also,
Showtime.
Check it out.
Believe it or not, we've made it halfway through the week already. You believe it's Wednesday? Yeah, it is. It's 3 minutes after 6 o'clock now. 54 degrees. Partly sunny. 80 later on today. I said 80. 55 tonight and some clouds tomorrow. 66. We had a cool spell coming, guys.
Aww.
60s for the next few days for highs.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was going to be the false winter again.
No, we are still in the midst of the great pollening
right
now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, where you wash your car and by the time you get to the stoplight, it's already covered with the yellow dust again.
Definitely.
So that's the way it's going to be. A lot to get to today. Today's Wednesday. Means it's Weird Wednesday. Have a good story for you today. And we have more winning to do, more money to give away. So let's get busy doing it. Good morning to you. Thanks for waking up with the Wolf. Coming up, Lee Bryce. First, Luke Bryan. It's Home Alone tonight on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Today, yesterday.
This morning.
Action packed for me yesterday, man. Action packed.
It sounds like it. That tease was very good.
Listen, I went to the doctor and did my physical. I don't remember last year because right about time I would have my physical. Here come the COVID. Lock it down, COVID. And I think I ended up missing it last year. So I go in, and in the parking lot, I'm straightening up my car. There's an SUV beside of me. I can't see very well. I'm straightening up my car. Somebody comes roaring through the parking lot. We talked about this the other day. Guy comes roaring through the parking lot, almost hits me. We both lock it up. And so now I got to go in and get my blood pressure checked. I've never had high blood pressure ever. My doctor's always said if I could bottle your blood pressure readings and hand them out to other people, I'd do it. So I go in there, the nurse comes in, takes my blood pressure. Your blood pressure's a little high. This is unusual for you. Give me the other arm. I want to check it. Yeah, it's still a little high. Wow. All right. It's not like danger level, but it's high. So she goes out, finishes everything, goes out. She comes back in and says, doctor wants me to take your blood pressure one more time. Takes my blood pressure. Still high.
Uh-oh.
So, doctor comes in, does all the poking and the prodding and the pushing and the pulling and all that. And then, after that, he goes, let me take the blood pressure one more time.
And by then, your arm's like, oh, come on.
And your anxiety's through the roof because he's been taking your blood pressure already.
Yeah, and my brain's going, oh, no, here we go again. Now I got to take another pill. I got to have the blood pressure pill now. I'm not going to worry about that.
I got my back pill.
I told him, I said, man, listen. It's a wonder I'm not don't have high blood pressure and an alcoholic if you had to live my life.
Right.
Anyway, he took my blood pressure again, normal. He said, hey man, that guy in the parking lot about hit you, got you worked up. So, you know, I'm all good. No high blood pressure. No new medicines or pills to take or any of that kind of stuff. So that was good. And I finished my taxes yesterday for the first time, and I don't know when I'm getting a refund.
Oh. Wow. Congratulations.
Refund for Dale.
You deserve it, Dale.
I swear I do. I really do. Thanks for saying
you're welcome.
You can get a refund. You just change what numbers you pay in taxes, and they'll give you.
Don't listen to Chase. You know that.
More bad advice from Chase there. Anyway, that was my day yesterday.
So, you know, I had a thrilling afternoon doing yard work. Little mowing action. My husband came home from work. He weed eated, so I pulled some of the weeds away that he was weed eating, and it was a thrilling afternoon over here at the household. So
domestic. Listen how domestic she is now. She thinks she's a gangster. She's just a mom and a housewife who's out there pulling weeds.
In my Crocs. Yeah. and my father-in-law came over. He literally was waiting here when Danny got off work. He says, I told you I was just going to come see you when you get off. My father-in-law's weird, disclaimer, okay? He likes to do random strange things, like text you randomly during the day. And so Danny got home. He goes, you know my dad's here? I was like, what? He's like, yeah, dad's outside of the lawn chair on the driveway. Why?
Did he bring any hot dog chili?
No. Well, we have some in the freezer. Shh, don't tell him. All right. We stole it from his house. But yeah, so Paps was here watching us do yard work, and Frank got to experience what it's like getting money from his grandpa for the first time too. Frank calls dollar bills, $100.
Yes.
So he got $200 yesterday.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yesterday, look. I went to Costco, okay?
Finally, you're going on a sensible day and not Saturday at 12 o'clock.
Don't worry, it's still crowded. Yeah. I went to Costco. First of all, I know. Nobody wants to wear a mask. I get it. It's uncomfortable, but we got to do what we got to do. Mm-hmm. I go walking in at the gatekeeper, I guess you would say, who checks your ID.
I am the Costco gatekeeper.
Yes. She's just a little old lady, okay? Well, this couple in front of me walks in. This guy looks 6 foot tall. He looks like one of those usual... what's the word?
D-bag?
Yeah. Businessman, but on a yacht type of thing.
Okay.
He comes walking in, and he just walks right past her, and she goes, hey, excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
Hang on, Captain Steubing.
Can you put on a mask? He goes, you got one? And then he reaches his pocket and goes, I got one.
What an ass.
And he keeps walking past her and then takes the mask and puts it under his chin and looks at her and keeps walking off.
Oh, what a jackwagon.
Look, they don't want to tell you to have to do it either, dude, but it's their job, so don't be a jerk.
I about lost it, but I was like, you know what? I'm not going to. And he just walked around the store with this goofy smile on his face like he got away with something.
Karma will come back and kick him in the butt. It'll be something random, and it'll just be awful for him, and it'll be karma for that because that poor little lady.
Yeah. I know. I feel bad for her. She was just like, hey, can you doing her job.
Yeah, Danny would have been so mad. I would have pulled the, don't be a jerk or be rude. I would have said something underneath my breath, but loud enough, he would have definitely heard it. You're Chase, better than me, Chase.
I think we better check your blood pressure, Chase.
Yeah, I feel a throbbing in my neck right now.
Oh.
But then again, I am hungry and I do want waffles.
That should fix it. That'll fix it.
Hadn't had a good time since
New Country 93.1, The Wolf is Parmalee. 6:35 is Wednesday. That means it's Weird Wednesday. I'm about to tell you the story of Esther and Paul Gratian. Esther and Paul had been seeing each other for a short time when Paul decided to ask her to be his steady girlfriend.
Aw.
So he's thinking, tonight I'm going to talk to her about it. At lunch, he was paying for a sandwich and noticed that a dollar bill he was about to hand the cashier had the name Esther written on it in pencil. How strange, how weird, he thought, that this should happen right when he was thinking about their relationship and making it more permanent. He kept the bill and decided to frame it and give it to Esther as a gift. When Esther saw it, she was speechless, but told him to ask her about it later. The mystery deepens. Years passed. They got engaged. They got married. They moved into a new place. and in the course of the move, the framed dollar resurfaced at their home while unboxing their belongings. Apparently, Esther had written her name on a dollar bill and a few others after a breakup many years ago and said to herself at the time that she would marry the man that brought the dollar back to her. She didn't tell him why she was so speechless back when he first gave it to her, because she thought bringing up marriage so soon in the relationship would scare him off. But she did believe in that moment that he was the one. By the way, Esther and Paul have been married for over 50 years.
Well,
about that.
Freaky.
As they say, two worlds collide, fate has it.
They did. And they lived happily ever after, man. Weird with a happy ending.
I ain't heard you laugh like that in a long time.
Woo, Wednesday, good vibing time, 6:54. You know, in the morning, I'm just like everybody else. When I get up, I check my phone because I get the weather, you know, the blah, 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 whatever, the news update from the overnight. And this morning, I pick it up and I have this little thing from Shutterfly. Now, Shutterfly, I use for years to make the, every, when the kids were little, I'd make these calendars for the grandparents and stuff. With the pit with various pic collages on each month, right? And it said, hey, just thought we'd let you see your memories from 14 years ago.
Wow.
So I pull it up and it's the boys. They look so little, and we're in San Francisco, and they're pictures of them, you know, posing on the little rock wall there at Golden Gate Park, where you can see the Golden Gate Bridge in the background. And I was just like, that's going to make me feel good all day long today. Aww, oh, it was great. It was great to see those little pictures of the little guys, because now they're just big giants.
One of the best promotional emails you could have gotten ever.
It is. I did not mind it at all. So there's my good vibe.
Gotten. Man, look at my emails.
I look at Frank all the time and think, I see him as a little boy now, and I think about him as a big boy. So it's going to be crazy when the day comes that it's reverse, you know?
Yeah.
It makes me sad. but something that makes me happy and spreads the good vibes is Sunday. And I'm not trying to brag on myself. I want to talk about this in the way of how it affected somebody else. I went to Taco Bell for dinner. I decided I'd be the one that goes. If you ever been to Taco Bell in Kernersville, oh my gosh, good luck. It's wildly packed. Shut up. Anyways, I sat there for probably 30 minutes in the drive-thru, and it was backed up, and I'd never sat in a drive-thru that long in my life, but I kept my cool. I was fine. I played on my phone, listened to music. I was cool, and I get up to the first window, and you can just tell this girl is
frazzled,
exhausted. Yeah, and just like, oh my gosh, and she was so sweet, had a smile on her face, just happy, and you know, it was about $33, and I told her to keep the change. She was like, are you serious? Really? And I mean, like, she was so overjoyed. And I was like, you know what? It's not that I was like, you know, like I said, I'm not trying to brag on myself. It was the way she was just so appreciative. And I think it was nice for her to get a little bit of a smiling gesture and a customer that appreciated them after being so busy and still waiting in line for 30 minutes. And you know, was happy to see her. I was not disappointed or complaining or anything like that. So I hope that I helped to make the rest of her evening go a little smoother. And it was nice to bring a smile to her face.
You know,
it was a lot of joy for me to see her happy.
I've always thought that job, that particular job at a restaurant, running that drive-thru, what a job. I don't know if I could do it. I honestly don't. I don't know if I could do it.
I don't know how anybody at the Taco Bell in Kernersville does it. Let's put it that way.
I mean, you really have to be a multitasker to do that job in general.
Yeah.
And I can't count money that well either. So that's why I use debit cards. Anyway. Yeah.
Hey, man, if he has to count to 11, he's out of luck. He's running out of fingers.
I had to move to my toes, and even then, I'm missing a few.
Yeah, to count to 20, he's got to take off his shoes.
This is very simple, but at the same time, so amazing. For the past week straight, between my wife and I, we have kept the laundry basket completely empty.
All right.
No backlog of underwear. Look, it's the greatest feeling ever, knowing that every piece of laundry is done.
I do have and a question, though.
Okay.
I do have a question about this. So are you washing clothes every day?
No. We've timed it to where we know when exactly the perfect load of, you know, darks or lights needs to go in.
Okay.
So there has, and oh, here's the kicker. Done it all in one day. I didn't leave it in the basket or leave it in the dryer. Got it right out. Got it done. Got everything folded, including the socks. Oh.
I still don't understand how you can work that out when you wear two pairs of underwear a day.
Oh, I bought new underwear yesterday, too, because I realized.
Guy changes his underwear twice a day, folks.
Yeah, they're comfortable.
Way up in the mountain.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf. We're going to talk about the swag bag stuff. The people, you know, like the ACM presenters and nominees that they get in their swag
the
bag.
Goodies.
We're going to talk about that here in a second. But first, some days when kids have birthdays, they're out of the car and gone. By the time we get to the birthdays, I have a very special Wake Up with a Wolf Show listener having a birthday today that we wanted to get to.
Yes. Happy birthday to sweet Ella Harris. She's on her way to school. She's from Stoneville, and her mama says she's 9 today, going on 19.
Ella, we love you. We love your little sister, your little brother, and your mama. Sweet people. Happy
good
birthday.
People.
Enjoy yourself today. Have an awesome birthday. I'm sure there are plans for later.
I'm sure. Oh, don't you worry.
I'm sure there will be cake involved, maybe some ice cream. Or maybe I'm just ruining the whole thing and mom's going, oh my gosh, now I gotta go get ice cream.
Oh, yeah. No.
Shut up, Dale. Shut up.
Mm-hmm. All right, in a few minutes here, we're going to talk about what's in those big swag bags. Nobody ever sees them. Only the people who get them at these award shows. I dug in and found out some of the stuff that's in there.
I've seen pickup lines and dive bar strangers slow.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Danny Chase. Swag bags, man. I want one. I want a swag bag.
Yeah. What's in here?
All this amazing stuff that these celebrities get when they're either nominated for an award or they are a presenter on a big award show. Now, it's award season, and it's a little off on timing because of all the COVID stuff. Now, the Oscars, that's the big one. Mm-hmm, that's where the big swag bag guns come out. And there's a company that puts this stuff together. That's what they do. They put together these celebrity swag bags. Oh. And no one really knows, you know, what's in them. They keep it on the DL until almost the last minute.
And, so yeah. If I was a celebrity and I were to go to the ACM Awards, what kind of goodies would be in there?
Well, if you're a presenter or a nominee, you would receive things like training sessions from a professional trainer, body rejuvenation, 24-karat gold leaf crystal-infused bath bombs.
I could probably melt that down and get some money out of it.
Custom meal plans. Personal training sessions. Oh, and a vacation for two aboard a luxury yacht.
Oh, reasonable.
That's what I need.
You should see some of these yachts that they put these people on. There are very few people in a world who can afford to operate a yacht themselves. I know there are a lot of them out there. You know, Jeff Bezos and David Geffen and all these people. They have yachts.
Dale O'Brien.
Yes, but it's very expensive to maintain one of these things. So they rent these things out for cruises and vacations and stuff. So, yeah, that runs about $75,000.
For a bag? For one bag?
Well, no, that's just one, like the vacation costs $75,000.
Uh-huh. And you're just a nominee or presenter.
Talk about a party favor. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. There are all kinds of other kind of weird off-the-wall stuff that goes in there, like the meditation headband, all right? The latest model, which fits on your head like a headband or hat, is $245 plus $47 a year for access to the special meditations that go with the meditation headband.
Oh, it's a sound of a... Okay, got it.
I'm
okay.
Looking at it right now, and that thing is wild. Looks like some of the space era.
Plus, there is usually an expensive jewelry item. So you've got the gift swag bag for the dudes and a gift swag bag for the ladies.
I'm sorry, but if there's not a coupon for a free Blizzard at Dairy Queen, I don't want it.
I'm out!
Gee.
I'm going home.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you?
Down to one.
Hooray! Birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time.
Birthday to you. Oh, Prince William Dickerson of Linwood. His wife Tiffany wanted to wish him a happy birthday. Ella Harris of Stoneville again. She's 9 going on 19 today.
Yay, Ella.
Victoria Warden of Blues Creek. Harley Vestal of Kernersville. Ashley Baker of Greensboro. And Brian Pendry of Blues Creek. You share your birthday with Abigail Breslin, who's 25. She was on the movie Little Miss Sunshine, also Disney movies. Sarah Michelle Gellar is 44 today. Anthony Michael Hall is 53, 80 star. You've seen him in a million things. National Lampoon's, 16 Candles, and Breakfast Club. Brad Garrett is 61. You're going to know him right off the bat as the 6'8" guy on Everybody Loves Raymond. Even if you didn't watch the show, you know who I'm talking about. And finally, the queen of country, Miss Loretta Lynn, is 89 today.
Isn't that incredible?
Happy birthday.
And just released a new album like just 2 or 3 weeks ago.
And just so beautiful and sweet. I can't remember what I saw her on a couple weeks ago, but I was like, oh, just look at her. She's just a dream. She's great. So happy birthday to everybody. If you want to get your birthday shouted out by us, go to 931wolfcountry.com. You can also hit us in the DMs, Facebook, and Instagram at 931thewolf. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you.
Country 93.1, the Wolf is Lieber Eistrimmer, 803, Law and Order time. Did this woman think this store could break this bill? Listen to this. And by the way, true. Didn't make it up. True. So this woman went to, I guess, out in the field in the middle of nowhere. That's where the Dollar Generals usually are. This one is in Maryville, Tennessee, which is not out in the weeds. It's right outside of Knoxville. Last week, tried to buy a bunch of gift cards. Nothing wrong with buying some gift cards. We've all done it. We've all bought the gift cards. But she tried to buy those gift cards using a fake $1 million bill.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, at one point, was there ever a $1 million bill? No. I don't think so.
I doubt it.
No.
I doubt it. That's a lot of money to put in one bill.
No, I've checked. No. I mean, obviously, it was fake. The U.S. has never, ever, 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 ever made a $1 million bill.
Seriously.
The woman told the cops, though, that she got it from a church.
Okay.
Okay.
A lot of churches in their outreach ministry hand out $1 million bills.
Or $1 million in general.
But she got off with a warning.
Lucky duck.
She also is not allowed to go back in a Dollar General store.
And stay out of the Dollar General!
That's sad, because sometimes they got some really nice things out there in front of the doors that you're trying to get rid of.
Say that again, Lanny.
Stay out of the Dollar General!
She took down a photograph of her.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
Start off with some more sad news from the poor NASA headquarters. Their helicopter on Mars is yet to fly because they've experienced an issue with the software between it being able to switch from pre-flight to main flight, and they're having to reboot, literally unplug and plug it back in to get it working.
Dang, now, a few things come to mind. Number one, that's the engineer's answer for everything. Reseat it or reset it.
Right.
Did you power it down and power it back on? First thing an engineer's going to ask.
Yep.
It don't ever call an engineer about a technical problem with anything that requires electric power before you've turned it off and turned it back on.
Correct.
Because that's the first thing they're going to say.
I ain't never seen to do that before.
Ain't supposed to do it.
That's right.
Operator error.
All the time. Operator error. Yeah. So we'll have to see what happens with that.
Software. Suck it, nerds.
A group of archaeologists have found the oldest city in Egypt. It's been uncovered that dates back 3,000 years.
Wow.
They say it was the largest administrative and industrial settlement in the era of the Egyptian Empire.
God. Was it just hiding, or like did someone dig it up? I don't understand how they just found this.
It was dug up.
Okay.
It was in
a city.
It was in denial.
It was found in an old A1 storage shed. Yeah. So it's over there near Egypt, all along the Suez Canal. So it's over there. Not Suez Canal. I'm sorry. I'm having a day today.
Next.
It's in Egypt. There you go.
Thank you.
Do you guys know a guy by the name of Willie Crosby of McLeansville?
Willie! Willinator, sure I know him. No, I don't know him.
Well, Willie has just cashed in on a $20 Gold Rush scratch-off for $4 million.
Well, he's having a really nice day then, huh?
That's a good one. I do like that one.
You're welcome. Oh, I got me one. Thank you.
You're welcome.
He bought it at the Quick One Stop on 66 in Kernersville, and no word on what he's going to use it for next.
Why is it not me?
Willie, if you come out and say, I'm just going to keep working. I know I'm a millionaire, but I'm just going to keep working. I will come to Kernersville.
Oh, my God.
I will drag you out into the driveway, and we will fight.
Hey, I tell you what, if I win the lottery, I'm still going to keep working. Unless it's like billions upon billions, I'm still working. A million? No, I'm still working.
What, Annie? Just enough to pay for the health care?
Yeah.
Annie, I'm coming to your house. I'm going to drag you out in the driveway.
Fight
and we're
going to
fight. We're going to fight.
It's fight. My money and I need it now.
Today is International Moment of Laughter Day. So have a little fun today. Have a little laughter today. Don't be such a grouch.
Can we all just throw our heads back and laugh?
Okay.
Ready? One, two, three. Oh, man. This show's going nowhere.
I feel better.
Oh, man. And last but not least, here's your fun fact of the day. His name is Gary Gilmore. He killed two people. Well, that's not the fun part.
Start over.
His name is Gary Gilmore. Should have probably thought this one through. God. It's been a day, people. Gary Gilmore, he killed two people in Utah and got the death penalty in 1976.
I remember the case.
For his last words, he said, "Let's do it." Nike's slogan is "Just do it," and they admit their slogan was inspired by the quote.
Wow.
That was a pause of shock.
Yeah.
Right there when you said that. That might be one of the best Nike. Most interesting facts.
You just don't tell people these things, Nike. Just don't do it. Don't tell people these things.
So you think that's like one of the top fun facts I've ever done?
Well, it was such a surprise to me. I mean, I love the way those hit me when it's like, really? Wow, that's incredible.
You did good today, kid. You did good.
Thank you. Thank you.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Neil Country, 93.1 The Wolf. There's Lee Bryce and One of Them Girls. It's Wednesday. That can only mean one or two things. One of them is it's Weird Wednesday. Is anybody ready for a nice, weird story? I know I am.
Let's get weird.
All right. Now, this one is about Esther, Paul, and the $1 bill. Esther and Paul Gratian had been seeing each other for a short time when Paul decided to ask her to be his girlfriend. That day, while paying for a sandwich during his lunch break, he noticed that a dollar bill he was about to hand the cashier had the name Esther written on it in pencil. How strange, how weird, he thought that this should happen right when he was thinking about taking their relationship to the next level. He kept the bill and decided to frame it and give it to her as a gift. She was speechless when she saw it, but told him not to ask her about it right now, but wait till later. Well, years passed. They got engaged. They got married. They moved into another house. And during the course of unpacking their belongings, the framed dollar resurfaced at their home. Apparently, Esther had written her name on the dollar bill and a few others years ago after a breakup. And she said to herself at the time that she would marry the man that brought the dollar back to her. She didn't tell him why she was so speechless because she thought that bringing up marriage so soon in the relationship back when he first gave it to her would scare him off. But she did believe in that moment that he was the one. By the way, they've been married now for 50 years.
Wow. Mm. Hey, you know what that is?
What is that?
That's weird.
Yes, it is weird. It's very weird. Weird Wednesday.
That's why it's called weird. Yep. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's also Wet Nose Wednesday. New pet coming your way. Scotty McCreary now.
8 years old, couple cane poles, sitting down, down, down,
down. New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with The Wolf Show. Wet Nose Wednesday today. Got a new pet for us, Annie?
I do. His name is Red, And we also are helping out our friends that are at the Carolina Veterinary Assistance and Adoption Group today. Basically, this guy named Herb, he's got his huge farm. All the dogs run wild, loving their life, and they're looking to be adopted. And like I said, today is Red. Now, Red is a big, strong boy. He's going to play fetch all day, late into the night. He loves it. He loves listening to the wolf. So if you're a big fan of the wolf, that's a good companion for you. All the dogs at Herb's place.
Have a little fun.
That's right. That's right. He's very active. He can do like sit and stay and all that good stuff. He's about 3 years old. He's up to date on all his vaccines, and he's also heartworm negative. So that's always a plus. He's very happy, and he might not do so well with other dogs, and he'll definitely chase a cat. So that just take that for what it will. He's probably best as his own dog, and he just wants to go home somewhere. He loves love. Like he's he's like a dog's dog, like a man's man, a dog's dog as well. What Red is, and he really just wants to go home with somebody. He's gonna be playful. He needs a yard and a loving family. He'll do good with like middle school age kids, teenagers, adults, and he wants to run and play. So if that sounds like a dog that you could fit into your life, Red is your dude. Now you can get in touch with Herb at the Carolina Veterinary. Oh, it's a big name again. Carolina Veterinary Assistance and Adoption Group. I can get you all the information. It'll be on our Facebook and Instagram pages, as well as our website, 931wolfcountry.com. Just look for Wet Nose Wednesday and the sweet picture of Sweet Red. You can't miss it.
We wanna be good as you.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. Guess what? We got to get out of here. Coming up, Katie and Company. But we just heard Kane Brown. We got to wait for you to see him live.
That's right, because you can get the howl out of here for his Blessed and Free tour. You can go to 931wolfcountry.com/Kane Brown to enter. You can also buy tickets this Friday, but if you want to win, thanks to Sony Music, a winner will get to pick a tour date right here within 500 miles of your home, and you get to go with a friend, round trip airfare, and a one-night hotel, plus two tickets to the show. That is a killer trip to see KB. So go get registered, 931wolfcountry.com/Kane Brown.
We out. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
We out.
93.1.
Switching your motorcycle insurance to Geico is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.